The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Stream the show live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Gary Curtis hanging out with us earlier in the show. We talked to Peter Macon, an actor. He's in the new Planet of the Apes movie. That was fun. You'd recognize his voice if you ever watched Orville or Family Guy, too. He's got these great pipes. He's a good dude, good interview. And we're also about to talk to, in a little bit, he's running a little late, Tom Arnold and his partner, his podcast partner, I should say, Monica Casey. They got a divorce party podcast. We love Tom Arnold. We were discussing this off the air that Tom Arnold is a big part in the black culture. You mentioned that. He was the only white guy in Soul Plane.
Yeah. Right? He was in Soul Plane. He was the white guy in Soul Plane. He did a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, Madea.
He did a Madea movie. But
you were wondering why. You probably done anything since. That was a funny joke. Because
yeah, I was like, it's very impressive to work after doing a Madea movie.
But yeah, True Lies. He's in a ton of great movies and you know, cool stuff. You know, I forgot that he got murdered in by the Sons of Anarchy guys. Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He was like a drug dealer or something. They put him in the trunk of a car and just shot it. Remember?
God, I do remember that now.
Yeah, we've talked to him before about that. I want to revisit that.
That's a bad way to go.
Yeah.
And he was in Pride with Cuba Gooding and Burning Back too.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Him and Schwarzenegger are still best buds too, which is pretty cool. He's about to phone the program. Nick, you sent this. I just want you to describe what it meant. All I read was a deuce on the outside of a plate.
Oh, it's a baseball call.
I got it.
It's Rex Hudler from the Royals. The guy who's they had to let him know that the moon wasn't a planet a couple years ago. He's like, he dropped that deuce just outside of the plate. And there's like kind of a pause. And it's totally something we could play on the air.
I think there was an
elongated pause.
Can we get that somewhere? We can hear that.
Yeah, it's in that email.
Oh, it's in that email, an embedded email. Yeah. Okay.
And then he dropped a deuce on the outside part of the plate.
You got that, Todd? Yeah, I want to hear the douche on the outside of the plate. I love when they mess that stuff up, man. Because they didn't even think anything of it.
No, and Rex Hudler is a dude who's not – I don't know if he has any sort of thought process before he speaks.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, no, he doesn't have any filter.
There, I just reforwarded you the link, Todd.
I got it.
All right.
Let's listen to this. I love these calls when they just mess up like that, TV, radio, whatever. Yeah.
Just blissfully unaware.
I know.
They just don't realize.
Rex Hudler, good jungle guy.
That's funny. You got that ready to go?
That's booting up here.
Okay.
Here we go. Bring me up.
You ready to go?
Yes.
And then you drop the deuce on the outside part of the plate. That big curveball, nice, right out of the zone, just like you like it.
And nothing.
No, the guy laughed. Let's hear it again. I laughed over that.
Yeah, but
you hear the guy laughing. There's
no talking for the next 30 seconds.
But you hear the guy, he goes,
Yeah, they probably muted their mics so they could laugh, say what a dumbass Rex is.
He dropped the deuce on the outside of the plate.
Up the left field line.
Yeah, it's just silent after that.
Now they finally speak up.
Well, you hear the guy laughing.
They're saying something. Just to clarify. Yeah.
Just to clarify, a deuce is a curveball. Yeah, that's two.
There we go. I knew it was a baseball term of some kind.
Yeah.
Because that's the catcher's signal for a curveball?
Yeah.
Two fingers,
I think.
Yeah.
I knew what it was. But
it took them about 30.
They don't even do the fingers anymore. They got the helmet, the hat thing. Yeah. The catchers have that little button on their shins, on their upper shin pad there.
And what does that do?
How does the pitcher get the message then?
It's in his hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's in his hat.
One buzz or two, or is it something they're visual?
Like, I don't know. Whatever they want to use, I guess. You know, they tried it last year. I haven't watched much this year, but they the fingers is going away.
So they just have like a little buzzer in their hat?
Must be.
That's weird.
Oh, like on top of your rearview mirror, you open your garage door that way?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easy to press the wrong button. Do they ever press the wrong button?
I don't know. I'm not a catcher in the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, because you can't have like fastball on one side of your hat and curveball on the other side of your hat.
A lot of guys have more pitches than just a fastball and a curveball.
Sure, but this is obviously to cut down on the sign stealing.
PitchCom provides a remote control that the catcher wears on his wrist and a speaker in the pitcher's hat that vocalizes the signals to further protect against sign stealing.
But it took him 30 seconds to say, Deuce is a curveball.
Yeah. Is it a robot voice? Is it like GPS voice, or is it in the catcher's voice? No, it's probably some robot voice. It's Siri.
You can't hear it that loud either.
Yeah. I wonder how that works if you're in a loud stadium.
It apparently works. I saw it last year.
It's right next to his ear. I mean, it's right
crazy.
There.
Yeah.
Or if you're hearing impaired and you have to crank it up so much, the whole infield can hear it.
I wonder if you could make it.
We couldn't pitch, Todd. You're right. Everybody, the batter could hear it. Yeah, that strike sounds good to me.
If a quarterback can hear it in a noisy football stadium, I'm sure the pitcher can figure it out. Generally, a baseball stadium's not as noisy as a football stadium.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I wonder if you could make the voice Julian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was another thing I read about.
On the mound with the rager. It's hard to pitch when you're pitching a tank.
Again, this is why we could spend another hour with Shatner, but he's got the tinnitus, too. But
he's also 93, man.
Yeah, he described his tinnitus as it sounded like a scratchy TV signal, a bad TV signal.
Somebody mentioned, because I Facebooked out that on my personal Facebook page, the interview again, because I love that Shatner interview, and somebody said that. They said they thought it was kind of funny and weird that he pretty much told you your dad is curling up the dye.
Yeah, that's kind of the message.
But that's
I
a
got.
Human condition thing. He wasn't being rude. He wasn't being rude.
No, I asked the question. Yeah. He gave me an answer.
Yeah, right. That means your dad's curling up the dye. Yeah, basically.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. The podcast is called Divorce Party. We've had Tom on the show a bunch of times. He's actually been in the studio, too.
Perhaps he remembers us.
Tom Arnold and his co-host Monica Casey with us. Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for calling, Tom and Monica. How'd you guys know each other before you started doing the podcast?
We met in a school parking lot. Our kids went to the same school, and I watch the moms. I learn a lot from some of those moms, man. They get stuff done in their yoga pants. And I saw that Monica was a great mom, liked her kid, and then she said something nice about me on the radio, and I'm like, this is good. I knew she's going through a big divorce with somebody on a TV show. I'm like, so we got together, had a coffee. That we bitched about our situations.
Right.
And that's how we met. And that's how we became friends.
Monica, can you say who you're divorced from? Or are you going to keep that quiet?
Oh, it was Georgie's on CSI.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Now, is there anything between you guys?
Well, first of all, when I Googled her ex, Yeah, there's a picture of him without a shirt on. I'm like, that's going to be a lot of competition there. And, and then I thought, well, I assume he's gay, because that's my only hope. If he came out as gay, then maybe it would be, you know.
Unfortunately not. No, Tom likes to keep a lot of younger women around him, and we can be his imaginary harem anytime.
Yeah, well, right. I haven't had a date in 7 years. And I actually did have one. And I met a woman at a show in Tampa. She came to a stand-up show, very nice, very, yeah. And she's got two single mom with two kids, similar age, which you want, you know. And yeah. Then we started texting each other, and she's texting me some texts that I haven't done the texting or sexting before. And sent very great text she was sending me, pictures of herself, etc.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I tell my kids, don't look at my phone. Yeah. So I tell kids, don't look at my phone. You might see something hurtful about your mom on there or something. Right. And Monica and I were doing a podcast. My sister comes in. She says, Jax, my 11-year-old, is in the bathroom crying so loud he wants you to hear it. So I go there. Son, what's going on in there? What's going on? Oh, I was looking at Amazon. You looked at my phone, did you? He goes, yeah, I saw the picture. And I go, son, number one, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. You never have to worry about that. Number two, she's a fan, son. And he's like, she's naked. I go, she's a super fan, son. So then I learned you can hide the pictures, which is cool.
Monica, did you know, what was your preconceptions of Tom Arnold when you saw him around the school? Because everybody knows Tom Arnold. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, I grew up loving Tom Arnold, and obviously when I saw him, you know, you're like, oh, there's another celeb old fart dad.
Yeah.
Tom is amazing. He took me to coffee. We talked for 3 hours, and it was so great to get a man's perspective about divorce, and right. He gave me so much great advice, and obviously so many laughs, and then we were like, you know, this is something. There's not enough support out there for divorced people, so right. Let's just do a podcast about it.
Yeah, and it's important to have a friend when you're going through a divorce because you get isolated. Like, my world's got very small. Literally, my house has got very small because of being divorced so much. But you need to have a friend. My male friends, they'd hear, oh, yeah, she called the police. And they took her out of the house. And,
right.
But they're like, whoa, I don't want to hear that. That seems stressful. What did you do? I go, I didn't do anything. But you have to find some women friends like Monica who will, A, call me out, and B, to say things about your troubled ex that you can't say out of your mouth. Like, they know. They go, okay, this is what I recognize this thing. So you need to have someone you can vent to for an hour a week. A friend that you just sit down. They sit down and listen.
Yeah.
So you can get that out of your system and you can move around and don't isolate. You know, nobody has the right get back dating or bust the slump. You know, that's how when I grew up, they're like baseball players.
Right,
you got to bust the slump.
Slump busting, right.
An ugly woman.
The best way to get over someone is to get under someone.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
So, are there legal things? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, also, it turns out I like being alone. Now, my kids still sleep in my bed. I got two craft attic beds. They're big, side by side. And my thinking was, oh, they could have the one side. You know, it's got a remote control and everything. Right. And I could have the other. But it hasn't turned out that way. And another thing, when I was young, we weren't allowed to sit on the furniture of my dad's house back in Iowa. You know, I never saw the inside of his bedroom. I have no idea what goes there. So I said, oh, my kids will never sleep in the bed with me. They'll never. And now it's the kids and the dog. And they don't even try to fake it. I don't even try to fake it. So, and I figure when kids have been through this stuff, the kids have witnessed a lot of inappropriate behavior. You give a little grace, you know. And I'm sure one day they won't be in my bed. But to have a girlfriend would make it extremely crowded in there.
Tom Arnold and Monica Casey with us. Divorce Party's name of the new podcast.
That must be a Midwest thing, Tom, because when I grew up, there was a room that basically nobody was allowed to go in because you would get your footprints on the carpet.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah,
kind of
it
things.
Was only for,
right, and you,
it was for company.
You had to play outside.
Yeah.
Even if snow day, even if it's a blizzard, you're home from school, you can't play in the house.
Monica, there's this old fart stuff coming out right there.
Yeah.
I know, right? Back in my day, I walked 2.5 miles to school in a snowstorm.
Hey, how old are you? Yeah. How old are you?
You talking to Monica or us?
I thought you, no, you. How old's the old guy there?
Oh, we're similar age as you, Tom.
Well, let me tell you some good news. My 65th birthday last month, I went straight over to Social Security. I want my Social Security. I need the money. They're like, you should wait till you're 66 and 10 months to get the most. And I said, I don't know where I'll be in 22 months. I want it today. Right. And I said, I also want my kids' Social Security cards. I lost them. They go, oh, you have kids? They go, yes. I go, how old? 8 and 11. Could you prove that? I go, yeah, bring your custody agreement here and something from the school. I bring it in. I'm getting very nervous because first I thought my ex-wife was going to get my Social Security.
Right.
And then now I think my kids are going to get it. But you get extra Social Security if you have kids. They don't tell you that, but if you have kids, you get like twice as much Social Security. So if you get Social Security, remember that. Get in there and get the money for the kids.
I have a quick question about the can you name names, the legal ramifications of discussing this? Because when I got my divorce because of what I do, there was a clause in there that I could not disparage the petitioner. So do you have to be mindful of that?
Yeah, well, you can't talk, you know, and you shouldn't speak badly about your ex, especially if you have children.
But not in front of the kids, yeah. But I will, because I've been in court for 7 years. He's called the police. It's public record. Yeah. It's the Superior Court of Los Angeles downtown has everything she's ever filed and the police stuff. And so somebody could go look it all up. And so I consider if it's a public record, I'm going to talk about it. And once in a while, she'll send a note and say, when are you going to quit talking about the awful things I do? And I'm like, when you quit doing awful things? That's sort of how it works. But, you know, right? You hope she won't keep doing it, but, you know, she whatever her personality disorder, she also thinks she's invisible because there's 21 cameras.
Okay, Tom, I know you love to spout off, and speaking of crazy ass, your way ex from years ago, Roseanne, is just a nut job now. Can you talk about her at all?
Yeah.
Because
public record.
She's a crazy. I know you lean. You lean politically.
Very
you,
public record. Well,
you lean politically.
People ask, are you and Roseanne still friends? I'm like, no, we're not friends. If we could be friends, we'd still be married.
Right.
But I have seen her once in 30 years.
Right.
And you know, I see what she's up to on the internet stuff. Right. That was at her roast that she asked me to do, and I thought that went pretty well. And I think for a divorced person, if you can roast your wife every 18 years, you know, it's in public, so you're safe, and then get out of there. But no, she has certainly changed a lot from the woman I met in 1983, who was incredibly liberal and, you know, a completely different person.
Yeah, she's a nut job now. It's Divorce Party, the podcast hosted by Tom Arnold, the one only Tom Arnold, and co-host Monica Casey. Monica, you're funny. Thank
Monica,
you.
Monica, nice to meet you. Tom, always a delight
Thank
to talk
you.
To you.
Nice to meet you guys.
All right, let's do it again.
Thanks, guys. Good luck at the podcast.
Let's do it again, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. All
right. Yeah, he's the wife that left him with those kids, because I see him on the social media. He's always with his kids. In his house, you know, he does have a lot of cameras around, and he's raising them by himself. That wife was a nut job, obviously. I mean,
when you stop doing terrible things, duh.
I like him a lot, man. All right, the podcast is called Divorce Party. It's on Apple, Amazon, wherever you get your stuff, wherever you get your podcast, just like us, wherever you get your podcast. Quick break. Come on back. Gary Curtis hanging out with us.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.